This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Specialist Johnny Hudson. As the drawdown in Afghanistan is picking up, the logistics of getting a huge amount of equipment back to the States is a daunting task. Major General Kurt Stein, with the 1st Theater Sustainment Command, has experience in the retrograde process, but is facing new and unique challenges that Afghanistan presents.
Very overwhelming. I mean, very complex. I mean, I know how to do it out of Iraq. I was expert over there. I felt very good. We had great process and some procedures, but Afghanistan is so hard. But I feel so good about it because we got tremendous people in the right place at the right time, and the processes and the procedures are in place. So I am confident that we're going to get our stuff out of here and get it back into the hands of our soldiers, airmen, Marines. That's our job, and we're going to do it and do it right.
Operation Proper Exit is a program that allows wounded warriors to return to Afghanistan and to share their experiences with their deployed comrades. The ability to leave Afghanistan on their own terms and not by medical evacuation has an extremely positive effect on the wounded warriors. Petty Officer Omar Dominguez introduces us to a soldier from the group who has a unique story.
Sergeant First Class Leroy Pichu was part of the 2nd Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment when they were sent out on a mission. The mission was to Paktia Province, Afghanistan, to capture a high-value target.
I was part of a daylight raid with the 2nd Ranger Battalion. I was shot through both my legs, and then I picked up a hand grenade that was near my Ranger buddies and attempted to throw it away, and as I opened my hand, it exploded and amputated my hand.
Pichu was awarded the Medal of Honor.
It's a very humbling experience. It makes it lighter for me to share it with others.
Sergeant Petrie spent the next couple of days traveling with Operation Proper Exit throughout Afghanistan and sharing his stories with deployed service members. Petty Officer Omar Dominguez, Kabul, Afghanistan.
And that's your Soldiers Radio News.